Welcome to the Archer Institute blog and audio. Today we are talking about getting into real estate in Canberra, and specifically what that first step actually looks like in the ACT.
Good one to cover. The ACT has its own licensing structure, and if you are coming to it fresh, it is not always obvious where you begin.
Right. So the article is called How to Start in Real Estate in Canberra, and it walks through the ACT system top to bottom. Let's get into it.
Start with the structure, because that is the thing most people don't realize going in.
Yes. The ACT uses a three-class system. Class 3 at the entry level, Class 2 in the middle, and Class 1 at the top. And everyone starts at Class 3. No exceptions.
So what is a Class 3?
It is called an assistant agent. You work under a licensed agent, supervised. You are in the industry, you are on real properties with real clients, but you are not operating independently.
Which actually makes sense when you think about it. You're learning the trade, not running it yet.
Exactly. And the article makes that point directly. The supervision is the point. It's how you build sound judgment before you take on the full responsibility of holding your own license.
So what do you actually need to do to get registered as a Class 3?
Two things, and the article is very clear about keeping them separate. First, you complete the entry qualification. That's 5 units, recognized by ACT Access Canberra. Archer Institute delivers it online and self-paced.
5 units. What do they cover?
The practical basics a new assistant agent needs, how listings work, the rules around selling and leasing, and the duties you owe to clients. The things you need to actually function on the job from day one.
And the second thing?
Once you have the qualification, you apply to ACT Access Canberra for the actual registration. Archer issues the qualification. Access Canberra issues the registration. You need both.
That is a really important distinction. I could see someone completing the course and thinking they are done.
Completely. The article flags it specifically because it is a step people miss. You've got to apply to Access Canberra separately. And the article also notes that you should confirm current requirements with them directly, because state and territory rules can change.
Good advice. So once you are registered, what can you actually do?
You can run open homes, support listings, handle buyer and tenant inquiries. Real work, real clients.
Which is not nothing. That's a proper job.
It is. You're just doing it under supervision. And then once you have experience and you're ready for more responsibility, the next step is the Class 2 agent license.
What does Class 2 get you?
That's where you can list, sell, and lease in your own right. You're a licensed agent operating independently, not under someone else's supervision.
And Class 1?
Class 1 is licensee in charge. That's the senior level. Lets you run an agency and supervise others. So you go from assistant to agent to principal.
It is a proper career ladder, not just a qualification you sit and then nothing changes.
That's how the ACT has structured it. And the article links through to a full guide on the Class 3 to Class 1 pathway if you want to map out the whole route.
Who is this path actually suited to? Like, who should be reading this article?
Anyone looking at Canberra as a market. Career changers who want to get in without having to quit their current job first because it's self-paced so you can study around your commitments.
That's real for a lot of people. Canberra has a big public service workforce, plenty of people there who might be thinking about a career shift.
And the self-paced format means you're not locked into a classroom timetable. You go at your own pace, get the 5 units done, and then you apply to Access Canberra.
What is the one thing someone should do if this is the path they want?
Enroll in the Class 3 Assistant Agent course. Get started. The qualification is the first concrete step, and everything else follows from there.
And if they've got questions before they commit?
Call the Archer team on 1-800-069-273. They can walk you through the setup and make sure you know exactly what you need to do.
The full article is on the Archer Institute blog. Worth reading if you want the detail on how the three-class structure works and what each step involves.
Archer Institute offers nationally recognized online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. Whether you're just starting to think about a career in real estate or you're already in an agency and want to understand the path forward, the course is built for both. Read the article, and if you're ready to move, give them a call.
Thanks for listening.